It was completely out of the blue. I wasn't thinking of leaving Cornwall at that point. But I had made a decision last year that beyond May, I would start looking at the options because I think it requires a different type of chief executive to take the council on the next leg of its journey. So I guess where I was rather unsettled at the time I was approached, and one thing led to another. Went out to Wellington, fell in love with the place, and thought it would be the right place for me and my family. I think where we are now, the council's trying to sort out what its priorities are for the future, and it's not sure. And I don't think in that environment it's the right place for me. I think I would get frustrated, and I don't think that would be good for me or the organisation.
One of the issues that you were very much at the heart of in terms of your own beliefs, you've written about it, is this need to privatise or part privatise council services and the so-called joint venture. In its initial guise, it didn't find favour, and it's been watered down, and plans to get the health service locally involved, that seems to have come to nothing now. Does that leave you with a sense of failure, a sense of disappointment that you've not achieved what you set out to?
I mean, I like to get my own way, and like anybody, but you know, I work in an organisation that's a political organisation. At the end of the day, officers make recommendations, members make decisions, and I think we all have to move on. I think the fully fledged partnership would be the best deal for the Cornish taxpayer, would provide jobs and would provide savings on scale. I think where we've got to is fine. It's a compromise, but it's fine. I think it's a decent starting point where we're looking at the IT function across the health service and local government. And I think we've just got to move on. I think most councillors and officers really have got the point where let's not debate it anymore. Let's just get on with it.
As you look back over your 4 years, is there anything you'd have done differently?
I think on the whole, we've made the right calls on the right issues. Very proud of the way we put the unitary together, fixing the failing services and getting the finances sorted. Do I have regrets? Not really. Sometimes on things like the joint venture, that was 2 years in the making. I think if there had been problems around the direction of that programme, it would have been better for them to come up earlier than they did, rather than at the last moment. But on the whole, no, I've got no regrets.
You've worked in business and in local government, as I said. You're paid more than £200,000 a year. Local councillors are not paid. Many are not educated to degree standards. Do you think Cornwall's councillors are up to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done some amazing things. You know, look at what happened on the financial cuts. We lost £170 million to Cornwall's economy per annum. They took some very difficult decisions. They took them all in one go. They've also approved a range of very exciting initiatives, the latest of which is the dualling of the A30. We've seen the introduction of a new bursary for 16 to 19 students. So, yeah, I do think they're up for it. And I think they are unsung heroes, to be honest. They don't get paid a lot. They work very hard. And they've made some tough decisions in a tough environment.
Are you going to get any kind of payoff as a consequence of leaving the job early?
No, I'd like one, of course. No, I won't be getting a payoff, no.
Absolutely not.
No. I'm just working out my notice so I get paid for the 3 months that I'll be working for Cornwall Council, and that's the end of the matter.
And just finally, if you were to give yourself marks out of 10 for the job done since 2008 as chief executive of Cornwall Council, what would you give yourself?
I'm not sure about marks out of 10, but I actually think we're ahead of where I would have thought at this point. You know, I think we got over unitary without falling over. We have fixed the failing services. We've done very well on the finances. We've got a range of exciting programmes such as the A30 and the 16 to 19 bursary. So I think we've done pretty well. So, you know, 7 or 8 out of 10, I guess, would be the upshot of that.